Very welcome to the MI23 pod. are you used to be in this kind of pods, or is it the first time?
For me, it's the first time.
Ah, Francisca, and you?
For me, it's the first time as well.
Okay, so we have a premiere.
Yes.
Yeah, very nice. And I'm so honored to be your host. And we can read about this Smart Soul project, of course. So I want to go a little bit behind the scene. If I start with you, Francisco.
Yes.
What is it anything that surprised you during this development and research that you didn't thought that the thing would work that way or this way?
Yes. So when we started the project, we thought that the PVTs the PVT collectors that we were going to find were the best design for the application we were looking for. It would be complicated with like fins and complex manufacturing processes, but it ended up being like a really simple answer that we should make them as cheap as possible. It doesn't really make a difference how we design them.
Ah, that's a good thing to find.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we don't need to complicate things.
No, yeah.
But did you find something that didn't work as you thought, Magnus?
Not really. It's been pretty smooth. We had one another company that was with us that was there from the beginning, and they didn't deliver the way that they were supposed to do. So that was hard in the beginning, but after good cooperation with the academy and KTH and the guys there, we actually
That was more of a supplier partner problem.
When it comes to the
tech
collectors or technical things, I think they've done a great job. We had no chance to do that in our tiny company. Yeah.
So if people haven't read about the project, so what is the application, if you describe it very shortly, Magnus? What is it?
It's to use the same area that you can produce electrical power from PV panels, solar panels.
Yeah.
And at the same time, cool them down with the brine water from a heat pump, ground heat pump, and get heat down to the hole, to the borehole itself. Cool down all these things is good things for energy, you could say. You can use it to cool down your house as well.
So it's to use the area you have at a facility, a house, to more functionality, the same area.
Exactly, so use the same area, the same component, but instead of having only the PV panel producing electricity, you attach a heat exchanger on the back to capture the heat from the PV that otherwise would be lost to the ambient. So you capture it and you use it, as Magnus was saying, for like to regenerate the ground or to use it as a source for the heat pump.
How far are you to the market with this product?
We have a few loose ends, and then I don't think the market is ready yet. It's in the beginning.
Will you have direct customers, or do you need to go through resellers that this is a part of their offer?
I think with big volumes, we need to go through together with other big companies to get this through. So it's because this product is actually a part of another function.
So there are not so many people that are aware of this PVT ground source heat pump application that they could be integrated, because the other possibility would be like when the ground source heat pump has been operating for a few years, the borehole starts degrading, which means the temperature goes down, and then the heat pump starts shutting off, and then this increases consuming more power to run. So one option to increase the ground temperature would be to drill more boreholes, and that's what usually people do. But then another possibility, which would be much easier also if that person is planning to install PV on the roof, would be to install PVT and use that heat to regenerate the ground. But there are not so many people that are aware of this applications. So that's one of the challenges we're facing.
Is it big houses with a lot of families, households, or is it more like small houses?
Can be both.
Yeah.
I think single and multifamily houses.
When it comes to villas or single houses, it's more what you say, that you're going to save the borehole. Or when it comes to multifamily houses, it's more of a, you have an area, and if the heat pump entrepreneurs going to come there, they start drilling holes every 20 meter. Suddenly, the property is full, and they say we cannot sell. No. Or use a heat pump system here, a ground heat. And if you put back energy in, we also might have shorter distance between, and that means the area comes down a lot. If we can go from 20 meters in a circle around one borehole to 10 meters, I think you calculated it's like 75% of the area comes down, and then it might be that it could be either a ground heat function to heat up the houses, or distributed heating.
So what
combination?
Now, the last question: What is the obstacles then to make this available, or that people or customers buy it? What's the main obstacle we have to? You said some loose ends, but
so in my opinion, is a public awareness of this technology. And also the high cost of the PVTs. That's one of the main things that we have been trying to look into. Like, how can we make them as cheap as possible while keeping the system performance? But I would say those two, like awareness that this PVT product can be integrated with ground source heat pumps for certain applications in a cost-effective way, and also to decrease the cost of the PVTs.
Yeah.
So that, of course, if the cost goes down, there more people will be willing to invest in this.
Awareness and costs.
Yeah.
And I talked to another project here that said, well, our product doesn't cost more, but they have to rethink and do some adjustments to the rest of the system to make it work. So they need to find people that have this green, circular, pioneer mindset.
Think outside the box,
Thank you very much for visiting the pod, and I wish you all the luck further on.
Thank you very much, Thomas, for being here. Thanks.